Morning. He's gonna have to turn that down just a touch. I don't think so. Yeah, I'm trying to wake you up so that way I know you're attentive. We'll be in Ephesians chapter 4. And it looks like we need to start around about verse 7. I know last week we talked about, we touched on and talked about unity, and we talked about one, you know, about one Lord, one faith, one baptism, about one God. We talked about that all last week. Does anybody have anything they want to maybe talk about? Because I know Tom did touch on the upcoming verses that we did do. I know we did read a couple of the verses, but did anybody have anything they would like to comment on last week that we studied, or before we get into study today? All right. But, yeah, we learned last week from what we had. We talked about unity, and then, of course, now we're going to get into verse 7. And it says in there, like in verse 7, it says, "But unto every one of us is given grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ." You know, Christ gives us a lot of grace. He gives us a lot of, if you want to call it, space. And he knows it. He knows we're human. You know, he knows we're going to do things that, he just knows. And he knows that from where he was on here on earth for over 33 years. And he learned that from just being here and seeing it physically. And he knows that we go through a lot of things. And that's why he gives us grace. And gives us, and it says, like it says in that verse, it says, "But unto every one of us." He's just not, he don't have certain people. He gives it to everyone. And he gives us all grace. Like a little time period. And I kind of thought about, you know, I guess you, if you want to call it, when you start a new job, they put you on like on, they call it probation. Just to see, to make sure you're going to be able to do the job. And God is doing the same thing with us. He's giving us grace, but the grace is always there. He don't have a time. And he gives us a time period. And it says, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. You know, it's a gift that Christ gives us. And he gives that to us. In verse 8, it says, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, and led captive, and gave gifts unto men." You know, talks about where he ascended up. Up on high. It's when he went to heaven. You know, we're all, it says he led captive. Captive, and gave gifts unto men. You know, he's given us all greatest gift. You know, where Christ went to the cross. And took on, doing, bearing all what he went through. Before he went up to heaven, up to be on high. It says, "Now that he ascended, what is it but also descended first unto the lower part of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things." You know, Christ is in heaven. And that's where God's at. He's right there with God up in heaven. And he's, you know, fulfilling all what was given to us. It's like, you know, it says above all heavens that he might fill all things. We know that all comes from Christ. And he tells us, you know, it says it might fill all things. Might. You know. He, of course, we have things that we have to do. Of course, in verse 11, And it says, and he gave some apostles, and some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. You know, he's given us all. And it talks about he's given us all apostles. We already know that from the reading of the scriptures and the prophets. Of course, we know about evangelists and pastors and teachers. You know, he's given us all that. You know, we all, you know, we're all together. And we all study together. But he does have some that kind of, you know, from like having pastors and evangelists and teachers be able to help us out. Maybe it's something we don't understand. And then in verse 12, it says, for the proving of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edity of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, in the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You know, it talks about the unity again. It talks about unity in faith. And it says, and the knowledge. You know, it says knowledge of the Son of God. You know, we have the scriptures here to be able to read, get knowledge, and be able to get to know the Son of God and God himself through the scriptures. And it says, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You know, he's talking about Christ, about being a perfect man. You know, Christ was the only one that had that, you could put that title on. And it says, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You know, he went through a lot of different things. And it says, unto the measure. You know, that's showing that he endured a lot. But he also, too, knows what we go through. And that's the difference there. He knows. In 14, it says that he for hereforth be no more children, tossed to and from, and carried about with every wind of doctrines, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may we grow up in him all things, which is the head, even Christ. You know, everything's done in love. And through Christ, that's what, you know, it talks about. It says he speaks in truth, in love. You know, I was trying to think of a way to explain that. And the way I kind of thought about that was like, you know, like if your parents have to scold you, you know, they're wanting you to learn from that mistake or from that. This is what Christ is doing. He's doing the same thing, but he doesn't mean that he doesn't love you. He's trying to help and protect you. It's the same as your parents. You know, your parents do the same thing. You know, if they tell you not to touch the stove and you go and do it, they're going to smack your hand. And this is kind of what Christ did here. He's telling us what not to do. He kind of did the same thing there. He smacked our hands. But he did it in the act of love. Because he cares for us. Just like your parents would care for you and take care of you. In verse 16, it says, from whom the whole body, here joined together, and packed by the which every joint supplieth, according to the effective work in the measure of every part, making increase of the body into the entity of itself in love. You know, we're talking about the whole body. You know, just not talking about your legs, not talking about your arms, your whole thing. You know, and it says that we're all joined together. We're all joined together in one. And the more that we're together, the stronger we are. Because you break that off, you're weak. And of course, then it says, joint supplieth, according to the effectiveness work in the measure of every part. You know, Christ gives us everything we need. He supplies it. He gives us the scriptures. He gives us what we need to study. You know, to be able to build up and get stronger. And like I said, working in the measure of every part. You know, you might be weak in a little area, but somebody else might be stronger. And they can actually help that person that's a little weak. And then when it works together, it makes it strong. You don't even know that person's weak. And it says, maketh increase of the body into the entity of itself in love. Of course, I have in parentheses that are, it says building up. You know, the scriptures build us up. But also, too, the ones you're around, they build you up, too. And they make you stronger. Sometimes you need that to be able to be stronger and help out. And that's like it says, build up itself in love. You know, you get stronger because you're building it up. But we have to do that through love. And we may grow up, not children anymore, in all things into Him who is the head of Christ. And we have that 16th verse, which I think is something for elders to read over and over again about how the church is supposed to work together. That is our goal, having it what's written there in verse 16. You know, just to touch a little bit what you're talking about, like where we're talking about working together, you know, example would be about, like, I know Joe brought it up numerous times. We talked about the carpet. Maybe this side over here wanted the carpet to be red. This side over here wanted it to be blue. But, you know, there is friction everywhere you're at. It doesn't matter if it's here at the church or anywhere else. If you go into other places like a store, there's friction somewhere. And we see that. But that's just personalities. And sometimes you just got to work around it. You know, I'm not saying where we need to split the building in, you know, half red and half blue carpeting. But I mean, there has to be an equal. You know, sometimes there has to be they just got to know they got to work together. And everything has to be done in love. You know, and we have one goal. If we know that, and we have one goal to go to heaven, and all of us to get there. But we need to do it in unity and work together to do that.
Everything that the New Testament says about the Old
Testament. We get into the verse we've talked a little bit about it already, verse 17. It says, therefore I say unto you and testify in the Lord. And they therefore walk not as another Gentile walk in the vanity of their mind. You know, we're to walk in the Lord's footsteps. You know, he's given us everything we have. He's given us the scriptures. He's given us the word. And, you know, he's given us everything to walk. This is like it says in here, it says, walk not as other Gentiles walk. He's also, too, giving us a warning. You know, he's telling us to walk, you know, what we need to do, be able to walk in the Lord. You know, if the Gentiles are going the wrong way or someone else is going the wrong way, we need to know not to follow that path. And it says, in vanity of their minds. You know, some people have it in their minds, maybe a certain way to do stuff. You know, I was thinking, when I seen that, I was thinking, you know, a lot of mothers, when you talk to them, I know my mom, she had stuff she would fix and cook, but she had her ways of she did it. That's the way she got taught. You know, I remember I had a couple things that I had recipes for, and I remember saying, Mom, it says to do this. Mom says, no, let's do it this way. But also in here, we're looking at this right here. You know, where it says the Lord and also the Gentiles, we need to know the word so we know what the way to go and which way the path to go. And that puts it in your mind, which way you need to go. We need not to change things. Don't change the scriptures, but think, well, it's going to be my way.
Praise.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's what you got to do. You know, God has given us everything we need. You know, maybe we've heard something or had something said. That's where we need to go to the scriptures and read it and then think. You know, God has given us, he wouldn't put it in writing if it wasn't right. You know, and that's where we need to think about it and put it in our minds. Of course, in verse 18, it talks about, it says, having the understanding darkness, being from the life of God, through the ordinance that he is in them, because of the blindness of your heart. You know, if you enter a room, especially at nighttime, it may be dark, and you may trip over something, because I know it's happened to me. But I mean, you know, the thing is, you don't know. But also, too, we need, you know, of that. It says, having the understanding darkness, being apart from the life of God. That means you're not going to be in with God. You're away from God. It says, through the ordinance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. I know when I went through my fire training, they put us in a room, and it was in a trailer, and it was totally dark. It was pitch dark. We had to feel our way through that place. And I mean, when I say pitch dark, you couldn't even put your hand in front of your face, because they actually took the mask that you had on and made it solid. You were seeing nothing. And this is like here. You know, how dark it is. How dark this room could be. You know, I can tell you from being in this building at nighttime, this building's dark. Even with a little bit of light that comes through these windows, this building's dark. And that's the same way with your house. If you go into, say, your house and basement, and the lights go out when you're down there. Because I know that's happened to me at our house. You know, electric went out. So I had to feel my way out of the basement to be able to get out of the basement. But I mean, that's the same kind of instance here. You got to be able to have, it talked about, you know, it says in the life of God. As long as you're with God, it can be as dark as it needs to be. But you know you're not going to be by yourself. You know you're going to have him with you. And he's going to guide you out of there. You know, he ain't going to leave you and leave you all of a sudden leave you behind. And it says, because of the blindness of your heart. If your heart's not in it, that's why like here it says blindness of your heart. That means your heart's not in it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right. And the more you study, You know, you could think, hey, I knew every bit of this. I don't need to study anymore. You need to study every day. It don't matter if you know it, say know it everything. When you read the scriptures, it brightens you up. Just like we're talking about the darkness. It lights your day up as you're reading something that came from God. In verse 19, it says, who's being passed, feeling, having given themselves over into leisures to work all uncleanness with greedy. You know, we all have feelings. And it says, have given ourselves. You know, we're all given ourselves. You know, but we're also too. It says to work all uncleanness with greediness. You know, sometimes you have to brush that off. You know, you guys were talking about where Jimmy brought up about Dave and Tom working in the mines. You know, when they come out of the mines, they were dirty. They were filthy. You know, I can still remember the day that I was with my parents. And we were down at Kroger's. You know, Phil Merkel was there. And I remember seeing Phil, and I remember I honestly didn't hardly know Phil because he was so dirty. He was covered with coal. You know, I didn't even realize that was him. But he had just came from work and had to stop at Kroger's and get something. You know, and you think about how, you know, you think, wow, he's unclean. And I know exactly what they're talking about when it comes to, you know, that instance there, till they got home and took a shower or cleaned up, and then they were clean. And it says to work all uncleanness with greediness. You know, needs to wash it off. You know, we're to all to work together and have the past of, like, where the dirt was on you, it's gone. When you think about greediness, you know, how many people get greedy, you know, in the world? You know, that's where the greed comes in. And sometimes in the world, people start doing things that, you know, from that. Like we're talking about uncleanness. With greediness. You know, how many people want to deceive you? You know, you might think in your mind, you think, well, they're doing the best for me. Well, sometimes they're not. And that's where in the scriptures, you need to know the scriptures. Because you can actually have somebody come to you and start leading you down the wrong path. And then just like in verse 20, I might as well throw that in there. It says, but ye have not so learned Christ. You know, if you don't read the scriptures, you're not going to learn Christ. And you're not going to be strong. Because somebody's going to be able to come up and stomp on you. And of course, in verse 21, it talks about, it says, if so, be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. He tells us to teach, you know, to learn, be able to hear him. And it says then, we need to know this all came from Christ. know, he wouldn't teach something that we didn't need to know. I hated think I was going to bring up a little bit about you always hate the word when you hear somebody talking to you and all of a sudden they'll say, but you know something's going to be wrong. Especially when I hate saying it when you have a doctor tell you. You know, when a doctor says, but you know something's going to be going on or you don't want to hear. And but that's how Christ is right here in this part here. It says, but we, ye. They're telling us here, they're not learning what Christ is. And this is being, you want to call it being blunt, out there. Like, if you want to call it. It says he that have heard him and have been taught by him, and as the truth is goes along with 20, but he's telling us how to change it, how to fix it in 21, because we need to hear him, and then we need to. Yeah, through the scriptures. Yeah, through the scriptures. I mean, he's given us this powerful book. And it conquers anything and anything gets thrown in front of you. Like I've always told somebody, you know, if you have a question, you can find the answer in the scriptures. Sometimes you may have to look for it. But also, too, when you're looking for it, that's how you learn. That's how you learn to build yourself up and get stronger. We'll go ahead and we'll stop there. And we'll start with verse 22, starting next week. And continue our study of Ephesians. Is there any questions or anything that anybody wants to say? All right. If not, we'll stop there and then we'll continue next week and we'll get in.